It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news, of course. Every morning we do it 7 days a week, and you can hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon, and about 50 others. And today, yes, we've landed on the Friday, March the 1st, and this morning we are catching up with Gemma Turner. She is in Adelaide and works for McGain Real Estate there. And a very good morning, Gemma. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast and to the 1st of March for 2024.
Thanks so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
So how's the year gone for you, eh? I mean, we're already up to March the 1st. I can tell you for us, it's been in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it feels like that for us as well. The year's come at really strong start, which has been great, but not the crazy sort of 24 months that we've had previous. It's been a little bit more manageable, but yeah, a really, really strong start.
And you were saying that you have been doing the real estate for 10 years, and I think Adelaide's southern suburbs, Aldinga Beach. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I grew up in Aldinga Beach. I've lived here since I was five and still live locally. And this March, actually, I have been with the company McGain Real Estate for 10 years, selling in and around Aldinga Beach for that whole length of time.
I mean, you must have really sort of noticed that the market has changed probably quite dramatically. You go back 10 years. I mean, it's chalk and cheese, isn't it, in terms of what is going on in the suburbs? Perhaps talk about the demographics, because that is always interesting to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the demographics and the buyers we're seeing choosing to pick Aldinga Beach to live or holiday in has changed dramatically, but also just the conditions within the market. We've gone from your days on market being 90 to 120 days on average pre sort of COVID times to now being under 14 days pretty consistently. And also one of the biggest things I've seen change over the last sort of 12 months to 3 years has been that people are prepared to commute from further away to live in the lifestyle that Aldinga Beach and the south coast of Adelaide has to offer. Historically, it was a very holiday-based suburb or a suburb that people chose to live in so long as they worked pretty close by or had schools pretty close by. Now I'm seeing a really big transition to people being prepared to commute to schools, commute to work, to make sure on their days off and when they're home, they're living in amongst what the Fleurieu Peninsula has to offer.
Yeah, and when you sort of look at geographically where these locations are, 10 years ago, I guess it would have been sort of unheard of. It was like, are you crazy? That's too far to commute. And it was like, you just sort of do your holidaying over there in the secondary home. But now, of course, you got a younger demographic, totally different thinking. And of course, you got the COVID with what happened with work from home.
Yeah, very much so. And we're seeing it not just within buyers based in South Australia being prepared to commute, but also those interstate buyers that still want to live coastally or along the coast. They want to still be in close proximity to the CBD or airports and also have a nice lifestyle here. We're blessed with really beautiful wineries and restaurants. And if they're seeking that sort of lifestyle, but the eastern suburbs for them have become a little bit out of reach, we're finding them relocating to south of Adelaide to still get that same sort of lifestyle.
Now, in terms of the interstaters, mainly coming from New South Wales and Victoria, but you do get a little bit of spillage out of Queensland, you were saying.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Queensland, Darwin and WA from time to time, but we are finding majority of our markets from interstate are relocating from New South Wales and Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, bang for bang, it's just a completely different market. And we've been talking about the Adelaide market, you know, for the last couple of years. It has really been the standout darling performer.
Yeah, very much so. And look, south of Adelaide specifically now has a lot of focus with, government spend and infrastructure. There's been a lot of focus on the north and the northern suburbs for quite some time. And during COVID, as we saw across the country, most states and most suburbs increased significantly in capital value. But there's certainly a lot now happening down south to hopefully maintain and continue to grow those prices.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about the first home buyers, but we'll do that the other side of the break. We are talking to Gemma from Adelaide this morning. We'll do more property talk next after this.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey on The Real Estate Podcast.
And right now it's time for another 30-second property tip. We go to Hobart and we are catching up with Eddie Hugenhout. And good morning, Eddie. What have you got for us this morning?
One of my key tips that I give to my purchasers is if they really want to make an offer and they want to win the offer, it's often helpful if you make your offer an odd amount. Don't just make it 850, because someone else might offer 850 and then it's a bit of a battle. But I'd then go into something like $852,400 or something like that, just to get the pointed difference, and you'll be surprised how often that will get your offer over the line.
Yeah, nice one, Eddie. And so true, because people love to be boring and just round off the numbers. So don't do that. Give yourself a fighting chance with some weird amounts that could see you on the day win the property. Right, CoreLogic's Regional Rental Index. It has surged 2.3% in the 3 months to January, outpacing capital city rents, which rose by 2.1%. Notably, 13 areas saw rental increases of 3% or more. Who is the standout? Well, Albany in WA is leading the charge at 6.3%. In fact, Western Australia dominated annual rental growth, with Bunbury topping at 14.8%. Conversely, New South Wales' Batemans Bay recorded the highest quarterly fall at minus 1.8%. Mining hubs like Kalgoorlie-Boulder boasted strong yields, while regional market performance in 2024, no doubt about it, is going to hinge on demographic shifts and local economies influenced by factors like remote work and infrastructure projects, which will all play a bit of a factor this year.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on The Real Estate Podcast.
And we are talking real estate right around Australia this morning on the first day of March for 2024. I mean, where have the first 2 months, eh? Where have they gone? They've disappeared. And the weekend is fast approaching. It's been another busy week for us. And we are catching up once again with Gemma Turner there in Adelaide. And Gemma, I want to ask you about these first home buyers. What is happening in your market around this, particularly for 2024, and how much activity are you seeing?
Yeah, look, Aldinga Beach and most of the south coast of Adelaide has always been quite popular for first home buyers. It's been more of your entry level prices, and against that lifestyle that a lot of your first home buyers are seeking. Through the last couple of years, with the whole state having significant amounts of capital growth, it still meant that south of Adelaide offers really great bang for buck and value when first home buyers are considering all suburbs throughout Adelaide. And we're getting a lot of activity throughout the suburbs that I sell in specifically from first home buyers.
All right, so we've got the first home buyers listening to you this morning, Gemma. Why don't you throw up a couple of great suburbs that are good buying right at the moment for 2024 in your area?
Yeah, look, a couple of suburbs that come to mind is Selix Beach. We'll start off there. That suburb offers really great value for money if you're looking for a full-size block, so 600 square metres or larger. You'll have slightly older homes if you're wanting to keep the price point a bit more affordable, but you're right on the beach and you've got beautiful big block sizes. As you come a little bit down the coast, Aldinga Beach is a suburb of almost 4,000 homes, so you'll have a lot of variety and a lot of options from the big blocks and the older homes right through to brand new homes on smaller allotments. another suburb which is a little bit more inland, so you're not paying the price point of being on the coast, is Morphett Vale. That is the biggest suburb that we have in our council area. So again, it offers a really great variety of homes from townhouses and units right through to large homes on large block sizes.
Okay, so that's great. Now, we were talking just yesterday about this PropTrack list. They compiled this top 10 list, which are the 10 cheapest beachside alternatives. We should really talk about this because there were six of them in the top 10 that were from South Australia. So should we be surprised, perhaps, that there were so many coming out of South Australia at that price point?
No, not at all. You know, south of Adelaide, in my view, has been undervalued for quite a number of years. When you start to look at what our lifestyle offers, as well as the array of properties we have on offer. So it's of no surprise to me that there were a couple of southern suburbs that came in that list. And I think it's only a matter of time before they catch up to the rest of the market and probably won't fall on a list like that in the near future.
Yeah, and you were talking about the interstaters. So how much of the inquiries when these interstaters are talking to you are saying, look, it's got to be coastal. We're only interested in coastal properties.
Yeah, for the buyers that I'm dealing with, that's probably as high as 80 or 90% of my interstate inquiry are seeking something coastal. I don't know if that's because that is what a lot of people interstate are looking for, or if it's just grown into that naturally because a lot of what I sell is coastal, that I'm attracting that sort of inquiry. But yeah, look, as high as 80 to 90% of the buyers that I'm talking to are very adamant on having something coastal or something that offers a little bit more of a lifestyle property. So maybe a little bit more inland amongst the vines or with a view, but still within 15 to 20 minutes of a beach.
Yeah, so if it's not coastal, it's lifestyle, I guess, because people are definitely after a little bit more land these days. If they're not right there at the coast, they're after something maybe an acre or two.
Correct, yeah, and south of Adelaide has a lot of that on offer. We've got really, really gorgeous beaches, which you can buy a couple of acres and still be a 5 to 15 minute drive from the beach.
Well, there it is. Once again, we're talking about Adelaide. It's all positivity. And Gemma, thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning. Really appreciate your take on what is happening in the market. Good luck for 2024. Sounds like you're on a bit of a roll there where you are. And yeah, we'll talk again another time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
With the government guarantee scheme, you know, hopefully between $500,000-$600,000 getting into the property market. I mean, this is actually in the lane, isn't it? If you look at 533 for a beachside property.
We're finding in our market a lot of the first home buyers are almost tapping out at that 600 to really take advantage of the government scheme. So a lot of the buyers are looking to further south and certainly towards some of these coastal options, which are really well priced. So great opportunity to get into your first home. And with the weather over here of late, it's been a bit of a heat wave. So, you know, nothing wrong with going to work and coming home and being walking distance from the beach. It's a great option.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.